The controversy over a Utah judge's comments during sentencing for a former LDS bishop made headlines across the country. Judge Thomas Lowe was discussing the rape and sex abuse convictions against Keith Vallejo and weighing the appropriate punishment.
The court has no doubt that Mr. Vallejo is an extraordinarily good man. And the letters written on his behalf were extraordinarily moving.
But Judge Lowe went on to say good men sometimes do bad things. He handed down a sentence of 15 to life. But one victim tells KSL calling her abuser a good man was incredibly hurtful. Since then, the state's received a flood of complaints against Judge Lowe. But can those actually make a difference? Our reporter Dave Cawley is with me live now in the studio. Can voters in Utah actually remove a judge from the bench?
Yes, they can, Jeff. There's a process by which when you go to vote in November, there are what are called judicial retention elections. And as you go down your ballot, it says, shall so-and-so be retained as a judge in Utah, yes or no? Most Utahns tend to just vote yes because we don't know that much about the judges, right? There's an organization called the Utah Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission. Bit of a mouthful. But what they do is they take complaints, they review conduct, and then they actually put together a scorecard each year that says, here's what we think voters should know about these judges. Here, Judge Lowe, he was appointed in 2009. The elections come up every 6 years for these judges. So he actually had his retention vote in 2014. He passed by 81%. So an overwhelming majority gave Judge Lowe a passing vote. He will not be up for retention again until 2020. So if you think about it, it's 2017. This is all kind of bubbling up right now. Are people still going to be upset about this or concerned about it 3 years from now? It's tough to say.
We'll know 3 years from now, but is there anything that, is there any recourse possible against the judge, for better or for worse, between now and then?
There is. There's a whole different organization with a very similar name, the Utah Judicial Conduct Commission. Now, they are tasked with actually investigating ethical problems or complaints. That includes stuff that happens on the bench, off the bench, you know, in private life, whatever. Now, they take their findings to the Utah Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court can then reprimand, censure, suspend, remove, or, I love this one, quote, involuntary retirement for judges. They can essentially step in and say a judge has crossed a line and here's a range of punishment that we can provide.
So they can sort of throw them out.
They could, but that all happens kind of out of public view. So while this is welling up, people responding to it, we heard on Jay's show, people on both sides,
certainly,
right, feeling
yes,
very strongly about what this judge had to say. Ultimately, we wouldn't even know about any possible investigation unless and until the Supreme Court took action on
now,
it.
Now, of course, we want to know what the judge has to say about all this. We've reached out to him, I presume.
Yes, we absolutely have. Unfortunately, we're not likely to hear anything, and here's why. There are rules that judicial conduct. It's basically called the Code of Judicial Conduct. And because of that, judges are very unlikely to say anything because it could land them in trouble, again, with the Supreme Court. Also, there's another point. Our reporter, Brianna Bodley, has been doing a great job bird-dogging this story. She just talked to the courts again, and they pointed out, look, he's not likely to say anything because the suspect in this rape case could still appeal. And if the judge is out on record talking about it, that just provides fuel to a possible appeal.